The city of Memphis in the United States is braced for the release of body cam video footage late tonight of a violent confrontation between five police officers and a motorist who later died. African-American man Tyree Nichols died 3 days after being pulled over and beaten. Five officers who've been charged with murdering the 29-year-old are also African-Americans. Mr. Nichols' mother has appealed for protests to be conducted peacefully. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan has more on this. There is an enormous anticipation, and I think it's fair to say concern and perhaps even fear as to what might be the reaction once this footage is released later today, Sean.
There is concern, Brian, for sure, and it's not just in Memphis, Tennessee. Police departments in New York, in Los Angeles, and other cities have been put on high alert since yesterday for potential trouble here. Authorities are worried about this. Some people have been using the name, invoking the name of Rodney King. You might remember that from way back in the early 90s. Video of him being beaten by police officers in Los Angeles caused days of rioting, extremely destructive rioting. And there's worry about this happening again, because there is about an hour of video that's due to be released. We think about 7 o'clock local time this evening. That's going to be around midnight Irish time. People questioning the wisdom, perhaps, also of releasing video like this on a Friday evening. They think, you know, Monday morning might be a more suitable time. It might give people a little more time to think and be calm and rational about it. But authorities have been trying to get ahead of this one. They've moved extremely quickly in this case, dismissing the officers. Usually they go through this process of, we can't comment, there's an investigation going on. No, this time the police chief in Memphis, who herself is...
We've re-established contact with Sean Whelan. Sean, you're on the line now. Just in relation to the release of this video, this assault by police officers on Tyree Nichols, a very powerful intervention by his mother appealing for protests to be conducted peacefully, that the violence is not what her son stood for.
Yeah, exactly. And also saying that she felt sorry for the police officers who put their own families in harm's way, brought disgrace and shame on the black community in Memphis and wider across the United States, and saying this is an issue of systemic violence within police. It's not an issue of color. It's not about black or white people. This is simply about police brutality. The police force themselves and the prosecutors in this case, I mean, the investigation was done by the Tennessee FBI, if you like, not the local police force. They have been stressing that it's the lack of response by the officers to somebody who had been very badly beaten by metal retractable batons for a protracted period, and who was then just left sitting on the side of the road while about 10 officers stood around him, and while paramedics came and apparently didn't intervene as quickly as you might expect from an ambulance crew. So that will be a crucial part of the evidence as well. But today, yesterday, five officers charged with murder in this case.
Sean Whelan, Washington correspondent, thank you.